TGO Radio presents Out of Context Audio.
Diddle them boys, though.
Oh, that was clean.
Get that fucking stanky finger.
This has been Out of Context Audio on TGO Radio.
This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. The broadcasters of your area, in voluntary cooperation with federal, state, and local authorities, have developed this system to keep you informed in the event of an emergency. If this had been an actual emergency, the attention signal you just heard would have been followed by official information, news, or instructions. This station serves the five boroughs of New York City. This concludes this test of the emergency broadcast system.
Recording on Thursday, September 15th for a broadcast on Saturday, September 24th. This is TGO Radio. Broadcasted from the TGO Media World Headquarters, Studio H. Along with Ron Mexico, America's best podcast producer. Sitting across from me is Jeff Durant. I am Brian Wise. Welcome to TGO Radio.
I had to steal your Lou Cannon at work the other day for a hot second. Not the stupid fucking voice. Not that, just the character.
I don't know what you mean by Lou Cannon steal. That's a dude. That's a real person. I don't know what you mean by steal my Lou Cannon. That's crazy talk.
Somebody called me a loose cannon at work, and I said, that was my fucking radio name back in the day. Fuck you, Lou C. Cannon.
Lou S. Cannon. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Boy, my ex will probably still have nightmares about the night I came up with that character.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. Yeah, did it get ran into the ground really fucking fast?
Did it? Ooh. We were at a baseball game, and wow. Old Lou got a workout. Ooh, boy.
You know, there's probably a lot of things that cause her eye to twitch uncontrollably.
I hope the next one is a bullet.
That fucking tumor growing in her brain.
Oh, well, I can only, I mean, knock on wood, but you have some trouble.
Yeah, would you fucking open that?
But I don't think I'm going to have any more luck with it.
Jesus,
it's just
Christ,
fucking
am I
sealed.
Old. God, I can't.
No, it's
fucking
not you. It's not.
God.
Oh, I got it.
Yeah, I loosened it.
I was just saying you loosened it for me.
Oh, I loosened it for you.
I did loosen that one for you, though.
How'd you like that fucking picture? When you think you've made some mistakes, just remember that Ahmad was shot. Bill Cosby and
OJ,
yeah, his groomsman.
Whoosh, woof, man. Anyway, welcome back to TGO Radio. How are the Notre Dame Fighting Irish doing in football?
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, buddy. Let me tell you something.
First coach in history to start 0-3.
Yeah. I woke up from a nap Saturday afternoon and grabbed my phone, and I'm scrolling through stuff. So Marshall was ahead in the fourth quarter, and I went, well, I better get up and check this out. Because if you guys are losing, I want to get up and watch it. I always want to watch if you guys are losing.
I hate people like you.
Yeah, well, yeah. Like any good
root for your own fucking team.
Like any good dictatorship.
Yeah.
Notre Dame football deserves to be derided and rooted against. So that's exactly what that was. And like any good dictatorship. And I'm sure it's the same in every major college football, you know.
Yeah.
In town. I just,
you know, I just anymore. I'm not gonna lie and say I don't sit there and watch the games, and you know, if they're doing good, I'm gonna cheer, but I definitely do not fucking let it wreck my fucking day like I used to.
No, because you're a grown up. That's
exactly.
You know, that's young guy shit. That's
a buddy of mine works in construction, drives a dump truck. He'd been working out at the airport, and he texts me today. He goes, "Hey," he's a Michigan fan. He goes, "Just want to let you know that John Gruden just got off a private jet here and hopped right into a van marked, you know, with Notre Dame insignias on it."
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, what's he here to do? Insult some, insult some minorities and gays?
When's the next time that you guys play each other? Michigan.
Who?
Notre Dame.
Oh, I don't know. I think it's a few years.
It's
down
many
the
years
road,
away.
I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I say this. I'm not saying, you know, whatever. If they're winning, if they're losing, I just don't care anymore. I really don't. You know, you and I've had this conversation many times, probably on the air and more times in private.
Many, many times.
And, you know, everybody in college football is making money.
Yeah.
Except the people doing the work.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. And so, but at least now they can make some.
Yes. Yeah. Now they can make some.
With the rights and likeness stuff.
But to me, I don't think that. It's great for the players. It's bad for the game.
It's doesn't matter.
Because it turns it professional. But it has been. I'm not stupid. It has been professional, semi-pro for decades.
It's not been amateur
for
60, 70 years.
No, not since everybody figured out they could make some money on it.
The illusion that, you know, that was, you know, quote-unquote amateur athletics.
Mm-hmm.
College football has not been amateur athletics for a very long time.
And I have been
And the idea, for example, that a coach at Ohio State can't buy a fucking coffee for one of his players without getting the program suspended for 3 seasons.
Yeah, right. And vacating every goddamn fucking win for the last 10 years.
College football is a three or four or two or whatever it is, $1 billion a year.
Yeah.
You've got to pay those kids.
Yeah, exactly. You They're the ones doing the fucking work.
You cannot not, in a civilized society, you cannot not pay people doing that kind of work and producing you that kind of profit.
Well, they get an education. They get scholarships.
It's not enough.
I know. I'm with you.
Full stop.
I'm with you.
Because their bodies break down at, and you know.
You got what, how many, 30 NFL teams?
Sure.
Right, somewhere right around
something
there.
Something like
25
that.
25 to 30 NFL teams.
Right, yeah.
That by the start of the season have a roster of 55 guys apiece. There are over 100 Division I A schools.
Right.
You are not winning the lottery and going to play pro ball. And if you do make it, if you get drafted in the umpteenth fucking round, you're not going to be playing. You're going to be on a practice squad.
Right.
You're going to be getting your fucking head caved in every day.
Yep. For nothing in the end.
For nothing.
In the end, for nothing.
Yep.
And these cats that fucking, the CTE, and that's some real shit.
It's a real thing.
So, no, they can't pay them enough. As far as I'm concerned, they can do these rights and likeness things.
Yeah.
And they can pay them a percentage of the fucking media rights that the networks are paying for. I don't give a damn. They can't fucking pay them enough.
Yeah. You know, and
I don't, that means you got to shut down the fencing program. I don't give a fuck. Shut it down then. Don't care.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit. I will tell you what will help Notre Dame in terms of, you know, becoming a powerhouse again is not being located in northern Indiana.
Well, I don't think they're going to move. So.
Is the first thing they can do.
Yeah.
Because one of your visitation days for kids coming to your school is in January.
Lovely there.
if there were no colleges in the South, but you can go down to Miami or out to USC and see
girls in parkas.
Exactly.
Girls in bikinis.
Exactly. Yeah. You can see pussy walking around campus. Mm. And by the way, a team other than Ohio State hasn't won a national championship. You know,
yeah.
A Southern or West Coast team has won a national championship other than Ohio State every year for like 20 or 25 years or whatever it is. I mean, if you want to win, you're not coming to South Bend full stop. You can get studs in that town.
Yeah.
You can get studs there. You can't get thoroughbreds there.
No, you're not going to get
them. Period. You're not getting them.
Nope.
Because you got to go in January.
Yep.
You know, and there's all this fine pussy walking around USC and Florida State and to a much lesser extent, you know.
Read an article today.
Fucking Alabama and whatnot, but still, you know.
Read an article today that Manti Te'o is going to be in town this weekend for the game, going to participate in some.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Did he bring his boyfriend with him? Allegedly. Quit telling me he was catfished. Quit telling me. Quit telling me he was catfished. I think he's a gay. Yes, I've seen pictures of his girlfriend. Yes, quote unquote girlfriend. His beard? Yes, I've seen those pictures.
His beard.
Yes, I've seen those pictures. Quit telling me, Manti Te'o. Quit telling me. I knew what the fuck that was as soon as, oh, really? She died. Really? They never met? Really? Really? I knew exactly what the fuck that was.
Yeah.
Allegedly. I'm not trying to get sued by anybody. Much less some bulky head fucking linebacker or whatever the hell position he played.
Welcome to TGO Sports.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
And well, every time we do that, know, it just fucking spirals out of control.
I end up cutting it all out because who gives a shit? Well, let's talk about the old days some more. Oh, really? Old guys talking about the old days. Fucking fascinating. Fascinating podcast. Good. How fucking boring do you want to get? Enough already. Fucking boring old assholes. Beat it.
I used to listen to sports, a lot of sports radio years ago. I did. I listened to it. And you know what? I think, honestly, one day, I'm listening to it. I'm like, these guys are prattling on about the same exact fucking shit.
Exactly.
Year after year.
Yeah.
And it's all just speculation. It's all, why am I wasting time on this?
Jeff, exactly.
Why am I mean, God damn. And it literally was like an aha moment like that. I didn't just fade away from it. Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
No, and not to mention the fact that it became unlistenable.
Yeah.
I quit listening to sports talk radio a long time ago. I was like, I can't do this anymore. No, it's bad. You'd rather listen to some dick and fart joke podcast, am I right? You talk about the same talking about the same five stories every week. Anyway, speaking of which, updates and corrections time now on TGO
Radio.
Something we've kind of been following off and on in its own way all season here. A 66-year-old Spaniard died after being gored in the chest by a bull at a village festival in the Spanish province of Segovia on Sunday, bringing the number of deaths by gorings in the summer street festivities this year to around a dozen.
Good.
That's a record.
Oh.
Yes.
So the bulls are celebrating then.
They have set a record for fatalities in a single season.
I couldn't be happier.
I could not.
Good for them.
Be
good.
Happier.
Yep. Glad the bulls are finally fucking.
The high toll has raised questions about health and safety measures. Jeff.
No way.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Say it isn't so.
Yeah. See, now, in a civilized fucking society, it would have raised questions 130 years ago. Dude, that's going to sting. I had four tacos from Taco Bell for lunch today.
Dude, I had Taco Bell for lunch today, too.
Four was all I had.
Yeah?
And it's the kickback.
Hard shell, soft shell?
Four hard shell, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I it is sitting. It's just sitting.
Oh, yeah.
In my
percolating
fucking palate. It's just the worst.
Yeah. Oh, think what it's doing down in your colon.
Oh, I can't wait to take this Taco Bell shit. I can't fucking wait. You kidding me?
You know what the thing of it is? It comes out smelling and looking the same.
Kind of like Long John Silver's.
Yep.
Long John Silver's, for me, speaking only for myself, which I'm down 16 pounds, by the way, which is not a lot, but it's like enough to mention.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of had to back away from a lot of that fast food stuff. But I will tell you that Long John Silver's, for me, the farts smell, and I don't know how this is even metaphysically possible, but the farts smell exactly the way the food tastes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's, by the way, also something in the batter or whatever, but they are rancid. It is a Hall of Fame, Holocaust quality smell. It's really something.
I cannot remember the last time that I ate Long John Silver's. I really can't.
Don't. I don't recommend it to anyone.
No.
Man, woman, adult, child. I don't recommend it to anybody. It is vile, vile stuff.
Hmm.
Let's see. The most famous of these events is the in Pamplona.
Yeah.
In July, which has garnered a huge international following with tourists coming from around the world. But there are more than 15,000 similar events in Spain every year, where participants run in front of groups of bulls and try to get the animal to charge them.
Hmm.
Bull Breeders Association, UCTL. You know, the hardest part of breeding a bull, of course, is getting it to stand still while you're, of course, as we've discussed on the show.
I don't think I was here for that episode.
Oh, you were here. Oh, I think we talked about cat breeding, and the question I asked was, when you breed cats, do you move or do you move the cat?
You let that cat back that ass up.
Back that ass up, Morris.
Back that ass up, Morris.
That might be a show title.
That might be.
That's early,
that
but that's
a good one, yeah. Yeah, please use that. That's really good. I like that.
All right, fair enough. The Bull Breeders Association said earlier this week the numbers of deaths this year represent less than 0.1% of the millions of participants.
All right, bulls. There you go. There's your fucking...
That sounds like a challenge.
There's your fucking motivation. Let's get that percentage up.
Still, many of the new left-wing administrations in Spanish towns, fucking sticking their nose in again, no fucking left-wingers, in Spanish towns and regions that came to power after local elections in May have pulled subsidies from events involving bulls and are considering holding referendums on rather to continue with them. Oh, fucking Budinsky lefties.
Those goddamn fucking lefties, man.
Yeah, man.
Sticking their nose in.
Fucking Budinskys.
You said left, those damn left-wingers. All I could think of, man, I had that image of Opus in that early fucking Bloom County cartoon when the old guy was complaining about left-wingers.
Yeah.
And he's standing there flapping his wing going, what?
Oh, I'm being handed a note here from...
Ah.
Thanks, Doug. Oh, both sides are just as bad as the other. Okay, gotcha. Ah. All right, fair enough. Sometimes I need to be reminded that both sides of the political divide in America
are full of shit,
insidious, and probably most of them should die.
Did
actually.
The railroad strike today?
No, I don't think they did. I think
that
was that
averted.
I think so, not because that would have been
would have
a
been nasty.
Real fucking
would have been bad.
Problem. Yeah, people don't appreciate how much stuff comes by to them by the rails.
Oh, You know, you can get pissed off at a train track when the train comes by.
I don't.
But you should be fucking happy, motherfucker.
I don't.
Because if them motherfuckers ain't going, you're fucked. We're all fucked.
You're all fucked.
We're all fucked.
Yep. Yes, sir. That is a fact.
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't get pissed off at them. I mean, number one, I plan my life accordingly, so I'm like an adult and ahead of fucking time. And I fucking roll out of bed 5 minutes before I gotta be somewhere. I fucking hate that shit. Get up, get ready like a fucking adult, and show up early. I'm not saying a half an hour, but show up early. Plan for the shit you don't know it's going
to
happen.
I got to be to work at 7, and on the average, I'm there at 6:45. On the average.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Sometimes I'm closer to 7, sometimes I'm a little bit earlier even.
What time do you have to be there?
7.
You have to start at 7?
7.
Okay.
Yeah.
We start at 7:30 and I am at work by 6:30.
Whoa. Woof.
Damn. But you know what?
Wow.
Days like today when I fucking cut out early, yeah. I don't feel bad.
Yeah. No, there's you shouldn't feel bad anyway.
And I'm an early, I'm an early riser anyway. If my alarm doesn't go off when I set it, I typically wake up anyway.
Yeah.
I wake up early on the weekend.
Well,
that's how it's going to,
that's how it is now. I don't know if this counts as updates and corrections, but I'll play this.
The Queen's bees have been informed that Her Majesty
has passed
away. I picked up this beautiful little tradition, and I thought tonight it deserved a mention.
The Queen's bees.
Thought it was the bee's knees.
No, the Queen's bees have been informed by the royal beekeeper that Her Majesty has died.
Okay, good. All right.
Now, why you need to tell bees that a human has died, I don't know. Well, actually, I do know, but it doesn't make any sense knowing.
Yeah, everybody thinks it's amazing that the colonists were able to defeat Britain. And it's like, you know, when you hear stories like that, you're like, yeah, you know.
Listen, if it weren't for, speaking only for India, for example, if it weren't for the Britons, those people wouldn't be standing upright. All right? Let's colonize some more fucking backward shithole countries. All right, as far as I'm concerned. That's right, I said it. I'm for colonizing. I'm going to colonize that ass next.
Back it up, Morris.
Colonize that ass could also be a show title, frankly.
No, I like back it up, Morris. Yeah.
In whispered tones, the bees of Buckingham Palace have been informed that they have a new master.
In whispered tones?
Whispered tones, goddammit.
The queen is dead.
The sad news was broken to the bees at Hives in the grounds around Buckingham Palace and Clarence House.
They have royal bees, huh?
Yep.
Oh, fuck those people.
John Chappell, 79, the official palace beekeeper, made the poignant journey to the locations last week Friday after news broke of the Queen's death.
Probably fucking crying the whole goddamn way, too, that fucking stupid cuck.
Queen's bees have been informed that Her Majesty has passed away. I picked up this beautiful little tradition, and I thought tonight it just...
I understand a fucking word
fuck
she's
no,
saying.
No, you can't.
And I'm normally fine with accents and stuff like that. Is that someone's car going by?
I thought something had started playing on the computer, but I think it's external.
No, because it's important for people in vehicles to have other people hear their music.
Oh, I listen to some great stuff. Everybody should enjoy it.
Right. Although I got to say, the guy in the Let's Go Brandon decal pickup truck next to me at the red light on the way home was playing Blackened by Metallica.
Ooh, nice.
It was just starting to, and I kind of like paused my stuff to kind of, yeah,
that's a fucking hot start,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, it is.
That is a hot start.
Yeah. Yeah, sir.
Did the royal ants get notified?
No, I think they left the ants out of it.
Yeah. I don't know. You figure, okay, if these inbred fucking idiots have royal bees, they got to have royal ants, royal slugs, royal butterflies, royal everything's fucking royal.
It's probably the honey is probably the issue. There are an estimated 20,000 insects at the moment, but during summer months, over a million buzz around the royal hives. Jeff, they have to do this.
Transient royals.
They have to do this because it's an ancient tradition.
Of course, yes, by all means.
Let's see. Yeah, they have some ancient thing they have to do to... Mm-hmm. He received an email from the head gardener to speak to the bees at Buckingham
Palace. Oh, I thought you
meant
the bee received an email from the
head
gardener.
No, now that would be a... That's the one. Bee Fox News is covering this story way different. You quote, you knock on each hive and say, the mistress is dead, but don't you go. Your master will be a good master to you. End quote.
Oh, since they don't have subjects to do that to anymore, they do it to the bees. Your master. Fuck you.
It's amazing that
master right here.
It's amazing that why I lost my train of thought completely. Wow. I must be tired. Let's go to the news instead.
Coming up, handsome mustachioed man recaps news in pleasing baritone. Stay tuned for this and more.
Christ, I'm going to start calling this the fucking Dr. Demented show.
Jesus, fucking Doug again, though. I mean, buddy. He's
Doug's
fucking,
slipping.
He's fucking killing. I just blew my goddamn eardrums out. I'm going to give you a number between, give me a number between 1 and, let's see, 2, 3, 4. Number between 1 and 4.
9.
It's never going to end if you don't give me a fucking number.
9.
Adolph Lemon in the house.
3.
3?
3.
Adolph Lemon got nothing? Oh, yeah, this is a good one.
Tonight, a man is facing several charges after allegedly saying that he wanted to kill Democrats.
Many, many charges.
Thanks okay. for joining us.
Who doesn't, is my question.
Six, I'm Ken Rice.
And I'm Kim Gable.
The Ken Rice?
Yep, that
Well, 61-year-old Jan Stavovi allegedly took a loaded gun into a Delmont Dairy Queen, and police say the quick actions of an officer
into
saved
a Dairy
lives.
Dairy Queen?
Yep. Yeah. That's where you go to kill all Democrats, is a fucking Dairy Queen.
Yeah, those 14, 15-year-olds serving you fucking a cone.
Dairy Queen sounds good, actually.
It right really now. Does. I may have to make a stop
yeah,
on the way
home. I may have to follow you.
He has learned he has a past of repeated outbursts and alarming behavior, and as Chris Hoffman reports...
No.
So do I.
I don't believe it.
I mean, shit.
I think you listened to the show 2 weeks ago. Yeah, it's, I do, too.
He was kicked out of multiple churches before this. Chris.
Oh, really? Oh. Now...
Jesus had enough of his shit.
Well, if you were to fuck an altar boy in the ass, you'd be all right. They'll
yeah, no, that's
you.
Okay. Yeah.
But you can't make an outburst.
No fucking outburst,
no,
baby.
Fuck no.
No. Diddle them boys, though. Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that was clean.
Get that fucking stanky finger.
Why, that was clean. Man, was that clean. Holy fuck-a-roni.
Ken and Kim...
Not my finger.
Last 2 years, Stavovi has been asked to leave two different congregations in Westmoreland County leading up to Saturday's arrest. Both
oh,
sent him...
Arrest!
Yes.
Saturday's arrest!
We get it. Knock
letters
it off.
That they say he had outbursts and was threatening in the churches.
Oh.
This past Saturday is when Delmont police say Stavovi walked into this dairy...
Stavovi, goddammit! I'll Stavoy everyone! Stavovi, goddamn. I got a crack in my Stavovi.
you know, I had to go see the doctor the other day. I think I pulled my Stavovi
Holy
muscle.
Shit.
Oh, God.
You know what?
Still fucking hurts, man.
You know, you can't treat that. You just got to give it time to heal. Hey, you know what I mean? You just cannot treat that.
You want to massage my Stavovi?
Oh, well. Huh? Sounds like an invitation.
Fucking back that Stavovi up, Morris.
And we'll be right back. We gotta go take care. We gotta go service our Stavovi. Stavovi, goddammit.
On State Route 66 in a yellow safety vest and rainbow clown wig. Callers told police.
That's right. That's right. What's the problem here? I'm not picking up on the problem. Mm-hmm. You wanted to kill Democrats. All the Democrats.
All of them.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
Police, he had a gun, and within a minute, Officer Gregory Stahl was there.
Hey, didn't Aerosmith write a song? Stavovi's got a gun.
Oof.
Multiple people were inside the DQ at this time, and police say a group of people...
Gee, that's weird that a cop was right there, not working, feeding his dumb face. That's really strange.
Yes, yes, I'd like a bullet blizzard, please.
Yes, can I have a gunpowder blizzard? Thanks.
Hey, listen, can you put some extra shrapnel in there for me?
Dude, I'll fight a motherfucker over Butterfinger Blizzard. You and I can go out
Butterfinger?
And fight right
no.
now.
Butterfinger? No. No, it's got to be Oreo Cookie Blizzard, we'll, you fuck.
We'll fight over that. I'll go out in the yard and we'll scrap right now.
Yeah?
I'll fight a motherfucker over Butterfinger Blizzard. Those are good.
including several with intellectual disabilities, were heading inside.
Oh my God, Jesus Christ.
He went after the tards?
Fuck it. So, it's a group of tards.
At the tiki.
You know.
Oh no.
Working their way into the Dairy Queen. It's just, you know, they're shuffling in. You know how they do.
I want a blizzard. Mom. Crank Mom.
What's a fucking...
Officer Stahl found Stavoyvi and took him into custody. Police found a loaded 40 caliber handgun and ammo on him. Stavoyvi allegedly told police he was, quote, undercover.
That's right.
Yeah, he's special assignment at the Dairy Queen this week.
Yeah.
Hey, he's working for Tasty Freeze, and he's there undercover at the Dairy Queen trying to steal trade secrets.
Guys, I'm undercover. All right, would you? You guys are really blowing my fucking deal here. All right, can you beat it?
And he was, quote, working to restore Trump to President King of the United States.
Jesus.
Right.
Yeah, we're not in a cult.
No. And that's what I was hoping we would get with Biden, although I ended up being incorrect. What I was hoping we'd get with Biden is we'd finally have a president who didn't have a cult surrounding him, the way Obama had one and the way that Trump had one. And no, he's just got the same fucking cult that stupid Obama had.
I think we're just going to be dealing with that.
Yeah.
From now on, every.
He says he was armed to, quote, kill Democrats and liberals, and to protect himself from, quote, drug traffickers.
All right, let's hear him out. All right, listen, let's hear him out. The only thing worse than a conservative is a liberal. That's all I'm telling you, okay? All right, that's all I'm, you know, let's hear him out. Let him speak.
Investigators got a search warrant and found two more guns in his car, along with 62 rounds of ammo.
Jesus Christ, he's sitting
Well, it's very specific. 62 rounds. That's all he brought with him.
Dude, if you got 70, 75 rounds of ammunition right now, you got about $1 million you're sitting on.
Yeah.
Ammo's expensive. Worth it, but expensive.
And looking at Stavoyvi's Facebook page, Stavoyvi. He has a history of outbursts and threats.
No. I find that hard to believe.
So does fucking 99.9% of the people on Facebook.
The newsstand Assembly of God asked him to leave their congregation.
People ask me, how come you don't put anything up on Facebook anymore? That right there.
Facebook page, he has a history of outbursts and threats. The newsstand Assembly of God asked him to leave their congregation in August of last year and not come back to their property.
Boy, he said that with a plum.
My dad told me to stay away from the vicinity. Just because I stole his television.
Their letter recommended...
they wrote a very strongly worded letter.
There's that... Uh-oh.
Nice.
Ooh,
that will stink.
Awesome, I guess.
And he gets some professional help, and their pastor told me on the phone they have not had contact with Stavoyvi since he left... And they are now praying for him.
Well,
good. That'll help.
See what fucking good that did him.
Yeah, that'll help.
You're still out there being a goddamn menace to society. What did your praying do?
Listen, Stavoyvi, you've grown too much for us. Get the fuck out. But listen, we'll keep praying for you. Don't fucking help him while he's there with you.
Listen, Stavoyvi.
Make him somebody else's fucking problem, church.
He was going to be someone else's problem no matter what, all right? There's no containing this asshole. You can only hope to stop him. With a bullet. Hopefully one of his own bullets. This fucking asshole.
Hey, look, man. The Muslims are prone to fucking outbursts and shit. Why don't you go give them a try? Stavoyvi X.
By any means possible. Rainbow wig and fucking clown shoes. Stavoyvi X. God damn. I am really going to be hurt when you die in a couple months on the operating table. I am, Jeff Durant is the only, and I mean the only human being to ever make me laugh till I cry consistently on a consistent basis. Yes. Oh, that was art, that fucking stinger. That was art, man.
That was so good it took you a few minutes to really fucking sink in.
God damn.
Just on Friday, he got a letter from Baron Run, United Methodist.
Baron Run! You know who else had some fucking outbursts? Malcolm X.
This church in Smithton. Their letter says he showed up to their church in a clown costume and scared congregants.
So, sounds like a typical Sunday morning at a Catholic church when the priest shows up.
Father Sticky Finger shows up.
Father Shit Fucking Finger.
How do you go from Stuff Wavy X to stumbling over Shit Finger? Yeah, just...
Old Father Brown Nails.
Father Brown Nails. Oh, Father Moist Taint. Back at it again.
Forgive me, Father, for I have diddled.
Go and sin no more.
They too recommended he get some professional help.
What gave it away? The fucking clown costume?
Boy, people are fucking genius. Saw deep right into his problem, didn't they?
You know, I don't understand the problem here. A guy that shows up in a clown suit, and all of a sudden you want to take him away to get help? It's like what was that show?
They didn't see through his elaborate ruse, did they?
It was a Netflix sketch comedy show, and I don't remember what it's called, but there was a car drives into a building, and it's a hot dog shaped car. All right. And so they're all kind of sitting around. They're like, wow, what happened? And all of a sudden they pan over and there's a guy in a hot dog suit standing there. And he goes, listen, we're all trying to find the guy who did this.
You were all trying to figure out who did this. That's pretty funny.
His recommendation is they find whoever did it and spank him. That's this. So he goes, we're all trying to find the guy who did this and give him a good spanking. That's what it says. It's ludicrous.
Oh, my God, that's funny.
Yeah.
Savoy V called both of these letters, quotes, love letters on his Facebook page.
That's how I should interpret Kylie's breakup to you. Oh, yeah. That was just about 2 years ago. What's the date today?
Today is the 15th, son.
Okay, so it was last week.
Okay.
It's the 15th, son! Jay. We did it in the 90s, son!
Did it in the 90s.
He also had photos showing his support for the former president and even had a post saying, quote, Civil War in 2024. Savoy V is not in jail yet, but he...
Yet.
Yet.
We're looking for the guy who did this.
Yeah. Boy, that guy's got a Stavoivy loose.
Yeah, we're all trying to find the guy who did this and give him a spanking.
Was that? That's very funny.
Stuff, yes. God damn, that's fucking funny.
Our first story might turn your stomach.
Might.
Someone is dumping human waste.
Well, don't jump right into it then, you nut. Give me a minute to get out of the room dinner aside.
This next story is a little gross, so make sure you shove a fucking forkful into your fat gullet before I start talking.
Hey, I'm right here, okay? All right? You don't have to fucking, be that way about it.
He's dumping human waste in the woods in Bolton.
We're all looking for the guy who did this.
As Calvin Cutler reports, the town is looking for whoever is responsible, not to punish them, but to get them help.
Right, right.
Yes, by all means, somebody is dumping waste in the woods, which is not normal. So let's just help them. They need help, Brian.
I can answer that.
They need help.
I can answer that in two words.
Yeah?
It's Vermont.
Is it?
Yep.
Ah.
Back in May, on Green Up Day, volunteers with the Green Mountain Club...
Just fucking, can you imagine Green Up Day?
Oh. Sounds more like Brown Up Day, am I right?
Am I right, folks? Am I right, ladies and gentlemen? More like Brown Up Day.
More like Brown Up Day,
you know what I'm talking about?
Bub discovered trash bags which had been discarded in the woods.
Trash bags full of shit.
Yep.
To the Winooski River in Bolton. After...
The Winooski River? When is its bowling night? Thank you. That was a Polish joke.
That's a tributary into the Stavovy River.
Oh, well, I will not have you speak ill of the Stavovy River.
We're ripped.
I had some good times on the Stavovy, didn't we?
We all had some good times
there. Didn't
we,
man? Remember that? Yeah. Those nice times.
The animals.
Floating down the Stavovy.
You fucking ain't right. See, that's another show title. Floating down the Stavovy. Yeah. We tie a six-pack of beer to the fucking side of our inner tube and fucking just
fucking float down the Stavovy for
spend
a couple
hours
man.
Floating down the Stavovy. Yeah,
stop at the sandbar and crack a few cold ones.
Yeah, we did.
Dump some fucking shit bags in the woods.
Yeah, we did. We flung them over our shoulders like fucking...
We did.
Oh.
Yep.
Yeah, man.
Tents spread onto nearby properties. According to the town of Bolton... 10 volunteers spent hours cleaning up the mess.
Ooh.
And through this...
Buddy.
How many bags were there?
Well, Jeff, you know...
Glad I asked.
I don't have a number of bags, but I do have a number of pounds.
Yeah?
Yes.
Summer, it was a fucking Stavovy full, wasn't it?
It was a couple Stavovy's worth.
Dumping has continued. This should be...
The dumping has continued, he said unironically.
That's what you'll be saying when that Taco Bell shit comes.
I fucking...
You think it's done.
I cannot.
Just get warmed up. Literally.
You're tempted to shit it out immediately once you feel the pressure.
No,
but you gotta sit with those farts for a while.
You gotta let it...
You gotta let it mellow. Gotta let it mellow.
You gotta let it mellow and ripen in the cask before you fucking pull that bung and let it go.
Everyone's space. Locals who recreate in the area tell us it's disappointing.
No, it's gross.
I can't wait for the fucking...
Well, that's disappointing.
Can't wait for the fucking soy idiot they interview for this. It's just so sad. Gee whiz. I can't imagine why someone would do this stuff.
Disappointing.
It's really not too complicated to come out, fish or hike and camp and then leave without, you know, leaving stuff in the bushes and on the trees.
Another Rhodes Scholar they interviewed for the goddamn local news. Quit talking to regular jackoffs. They can't help you. Quit it. Stop. If they had just dropped trout and shit in the woods, you would have never fucking known
it. Yeah, you wouldn't have known.
Town of Bolton.
I'm not standing up for this guy, by the way. I'm just saying.
And says they're not planning on prosecuting whoever left.
No, but we're all looking for the guy who did this.
Yeah.
We want to give him a good spanking.
Look, we're not going to hurt him. We're hoping that these pitchforks and torches can fucking, you know, just put a little sense into his head.
Our first story might turn your stomach. Like someone is...
Yeah, we're all trying to find the guy who did this and give him a spanking.
Give him a spanking.
Spanking.
Our first story might...
Cleaning up the mess. And through the summer, the dumping has continued.
This should be everyone's space.
Locals who recreate in the area...
This should be everyone's space.
I don't think it is, though. It seems like that guy's marked his
fish
territory quite well.
I think he has.
Yeah.
If they were wolves, they'd fucking know better now. They gotta stay away.
They can camp and then leave without...
Who's camping? How much money I pay to have a roof? Fuck you! Yep. Camping! Kiss my ass with your camping, you hippie faggot!
Or you pay money to act like a homeless person.
Jesus Christ. You fucking hippie idiots. Get fucked.
Leaving stuff in the bushes and on...
Stuff.
Stuff.
The tr- trees. The town of Bolton says they're not planning on prosecuting whoever left the bags.
No.
They just want the dumping to stop and for whoever's responsible to receive help.
Our goal is to
maybe those were bags of spider pig leavings.
This is
spider pig rules.
Some fixed and have it so people have access to a safe and clean environment to live in.
I know. I'm just tired of hearing it. I understand. I'm just tired of hearing it. Fundamentally, I'm on your side of that. You know, like, I got it.
Yeah, don't dump your bags of shit in the woods, but
right.
God.
But not, you know, the problem with that, with the flavor of that movement, okay?
Yeah.
Is that everything has to be everything all the time. They never take a day off. They never fucking relax. It's a kind
it's
of...
constant.
It's constant, and it's exhausting.
Yeah, it is.
If they didn't have an inexhaustible supply of energy, if they were a normal person at all, and not mentally ill, and fixated on this one thing with their fucking autistic brains, they would be exhausted. It's everything is everything all the time.
That's how it is with everything now.
Nobody
takes
exhausting.
A fucking break from anything. Can you just go live your life? Can you ignore that for a few minutes and enjoy yourself?
What are they doing? I just...
Bolton officials and the Green Mountain Club were not available.
Oh, just another goddamn club. It's Green
Sounds like
day.
They ought to be changing their name to the Brown Mountain Club. More bags of shit keep fucking finding their way out there.
Mount Stavovey, for God's sake.
It's the Stavovey region of
Vermont.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I will not have you speak ill.
Well, for
I used to summer there.
Comment. But town officials suspect whoever...
Oh, we're summering this year in the Stavoveys.
Oh, God. We're summering in the Stavovey.
Porterhouse, bring the car around. We're going to the Stavoveys this weekend.
Porterhouse.
Oh, God.
Loving. Oh, God. My favorite thing in the fucking universe right now. And I'm telling you, I smiled at work for a good half hour about this today. My favorite thing in the universe is stupid DeSantis, or Abbott from Texas. Sending two planes worth of fucking illegals.
To Cape Cod
Vineyard. Oh, my God. What are the brown people doing here? They're not working at all.
Oh, look, we've got more dishwashers now.
Oh, God. I fucking is my favorite thing in the fucking world right now. When it's 10,000 people a day streaming through these fucking towns in Texas, these people don't give a shit. But now that it's New York City, Washington, D.C., Chicago, Martha's Vineyards, all of a sudden, it's a fucking humanitarian crisis. Yeah, no shit. There are people in Texas who've been living this humanitarian crisis for 4 decades. And now all of a sudden, it's a real fucking thing to them. Oh, God.
Oh,
we just do not have the capacity. Oh, I fucking loved it. I got a cackle. I cackled like a fucking wicked witch this morning when I saw that.
Beg to differ. You have the capacity. You don't want to have the capacity.
No, because it's fine to talk about, oh, you know, stupid fucking dumb Republican fascist Abbott in Texas is not taking care of these illegals. Well, now it's your shot. Now you got them.
Yeah, there you go.
Now you got them. You and your fucking sanctuary cities, knock yourselves out taking care of them.
Time to step up.
Yep. I hope you go into bankruptcy fucking taking care of them. I hope you got to bail your city out. That'd be awesome. You take care of them now.
Is dumping has a failed septic system.
Oh, I fucking, God, I cackled. I laughed. Oh, did I fucking laugh when I saw that this morning. Oh, God damn it, did I laugh. Not in my backyard. God. Send it back to Texas where they belong.
The state has a program to address aging and failed infrastructure.
I've got a fucking program.
Sure. The Healthy Homes On Site program helps low and middle income Vermonters replace failed septic and drinking water systems.
Wow. That's pretty good.
the regulatory landscape can be a bit hard to navigate sometimes.
God, is she doing this from the inside of a can?
Can you imagine going home and hearing that voice? Holy fucking dog shit. Can you fucking imagine what is happening with...
Access to resources aren't always equal.
Oh, just what are we doing?
And then the cost can be pretty costly depending on the system.
The cost can be costly.
That's needed.
Yeah. You heard her.
The price can be pricey.
I fucking dare you. Hang on. Hang on. Let me go back to this.
It's equal. And then the cost can be a bit hard to navigate. Some
Vermonters replace failed septic and drinking water systems.
Okay. I'll put this on a loop. I'll put this on a 15-minute loop. I dare you to come to this. I bet you $100 you can't fucking come to this.
The regulatory landscape can be a bit hard to navigate sometimes.
We got it, Harpy. We got it.
To resources aren't always equal. And then the costs can be pretty costly depending on the system that's needed.
Holy shit, I want to Robin Williams myself after 10 seconds of her voice. God damn.
Fucking had enough, huh?
I fucking
Take
had it.
Take the quick fucking way out.
Oh, nope, here's himself.
Oh, yeah?
A new system can run homeowners anywhere from $10,000 to $40,000.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, no, that's...
What kind of septic systems you putting in, Vermont?
No.
The program has two income brackets, which determine how much is covered.
Oh, God.
Up to 20.
The income brackets. Separate the poor.
You've got the Bernie Sanders income bracket and then everybody else.
Yes, the three-house Bernie Sanders guy. Yeah. Millionaires and billionaires.
Who's fighting for you, the common man?
Yeah. Is he, though? Yeah.
Sure he is. Oh. Bernie's standing there right with you. He knows your struggles. Mm-hmm. As he tries to remember where he put the keys to his houses and cars.
Yes, as he pays property taxes.
Where did I put those keys?
Three gigantic estates. Yeah. Okay, Bernie.
Yeah, he's for you, man.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
Fucking people.
You should have taken those book royalties and sent them right back to the fucking treasury, but you didn't do that.
No,
you
didn't
know why?
Do it, did you?
Because you're just another big loudmouth cocksucker.
That fucking money's nice.
Money is, you know what? And I'll tell you flat out. What I do for charity, I do quietly. Okay? Well, my money is my money. You go fuck yourself. You take
your
socialist horseshit and shove it up your asshole.
$20,000 for people making under $65,000 annually, and up to $10,000 for those making more than $65,000. When the application opened last fall...
I believe that sounds like us.
Oh, God. Who let the brown people in? And then I saw a thing today about that, going back to Martha's Vineyard. I saw a thing today.
Oh, God.
I saw a thing today on Twitter where someone actually goes, well, it could have been worse because the season at Martha's Vineyard is over. The season. People are no longer summering at Martha's Vineyard for the year. So it could have been a lot worse. Oh, God. We could have had more white millionaires around.
The trouble is you won't be able to tell the difference because they're all the same color.
God.
Oh, God, where do these pre-tan people come from?
Oh, my God. They're just, how would you like to be living in Martha's Vineyard and you just fucking step outside your house one day?
What's that smell?
And you see the minorities running at you like the fucking groundskeeper and Get Out. He's just fucking all... Please, just let me go there.
You're driving down that little fucking road by your house that's right along the coast. You know, next to the fucking place where you get the good crab cakes, where they pick crabs right out of the water. And then the next day you drive past and it's some brown guy selling you fucking tamales and you just start fuming. Oh, you just fucking had it.
Oh, I just had it. Oh, it's so great. Oh, I fucking love it.
Yeah, we harvest these tamales right out of the ocean, Holmes.
I think you know how tamales work. God, that's great. Oh, I fucking just... Oh, God. I can't believe they're here. Yep. Oh, God. Oh, fuck.
Fucking Abbott said he was going to fucking ship them out.
He did,
he
man.
He did, too.
I fucking love it.
Welcome back. A 9/11 theme menu is causing a massive stir in Virginia. And
yeah.
Yes.
That's right. Sounds like a massive stir in Virginia.
Jeff. I can't wait to hear this.
Oh, I bet you can't.
Please tell me it was introduced on 9/11.
It was a 9/11 themed seafood menu. And in Stafford County, Virginia, Jeff.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Yes. Yep, you're going to fucking, you're going to love some of these. Play, you motherless fucking cunt whore. Doug, little help? Thanks.
Please.
Jesus Christ.
Welcome back. A 9/11 theme menu is causing a massive stir in Virginia and beyond. It has been taken down.
Yeah, it caused a lot of outrage, but not before.
Outrage.
Yeah, it caused a lot of outrage, and as you can tell by my voice, I'm still mad.
I am so angry about this.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. I am so angry about this. We here at the Bottom Tooth Estate are outraged. Gone. I say.
Or people spotted items like the Never Forget sampler.
The Never Forget sampler.
So now we're going down
the
list.
I don't know why it's so funny, but it is.
Just, no,
I don't even know what's on the sampler.
It doesn't matter. Just wait because it gets better. I'm going to pause after each one and give you time to laugh it out.
Okay.
Because otherwise we're going to drown out the whole news story.
Okay.
All right?
Josh Rosenthal is in Stafford County tonight with more.
Maybe they thought they was doing good. However, you know, I didn't take it that way.
The 9-0. Fucking... Oh, was this the guy that got up, you know, irritated about it and started the whole shenanigans?
It's the jerk off. They stopped and showed him a screen cap of a Facebook post. And...
11 themed menu was posted by the clubhouse at Aquia Harbor.
Oh, God, the clubhouse.
Harbor. Oh, featuring God.
Featuring items like Freedom Flounder. Free...
I would have chose... Maybe falling flounder, but, you know, that's just me.
Flattened flounder? 50th floor flounder?
Oh, man.
$18, Pentagon pie for four.
Pentagon pie, baby.
Also, first responder flatbread and a... Drink called the Remember Teeny.
Somebody thought this was a great idea.
Yeah, this restaurant owner, baby.
Somebody
thought this was a great idea. He was going to come up with
Everybody's going to love me for remembering.
He was going to pay tribute to the 3,000 that died.
First responder flatbread.
That's right. That's right.
Time for remembrance and reflection, and I don't know if that menu depicted that type of
you don't know
that type of situation.
Well, let us know when you figure it out there, genius, all right?
Until then, shut the fuck up. Exactly. Until you form your fucking opinion.
Exactly. Beat it, stupid.
God.
You can kick rocks, dummy.
Jesus Christ.
I'm just kind of shocked that someone would...
No, you're not. They just showed you that. You haven't even had time to fucking formulate an opinion.
I'm shocked.
You know,
we're all looking for the guy who did this. We can give him a spanking.
Use that as a way of getting, I guess, customers to come
in. Oh, we got it.
Shut up.
The menu was shared on social media and then not only made national news, but international too.
Yeah, I bet.
Been written up by team.
All of a sudden, we're getting takeout orders from Iraq and Saudi Arabia. Afghanistan.
I've got a huge catering order from Islamic Jihad. Oh, weird.
We would like 20 orders of the flatbread.
What's that old, what's that old Dave Attell joke? What's the name? Joel. That's J as in jihad. O as in overthrow your government.
J as in jihad.
Yep. Fucking. The Iranian regime weighs in with a huge to-go order.
Yeah, hello? Okay, yeah, all right, we can get that to you.
You used to do this stuff all the time. You'd say, hello?
All right, okay, yeah, all right, we can get that to you. And no, I'm sorry, I don't think our Uber delivers to caves in Afghanistan.
Sorry, Mrs. Bin Laden, I don't think we... I'm sorry, Mrs. Bin Laden? Multiple Bin Laden?
And then not only made national news... but international, too, having been written up by TMZ, the New York Post, and the UK's Daily Mail. We went to the restaurant Thursday looking for their side of the story.
I bet you did. Yeah, I bet you did.
And what'd you find?
But we're told no comment.
Oh, no fucking comment on top of it.
Sounds reasonable.
Yeah. My bad. My bad.
Yeah.
Many outlets have pointed to an apology apparently posted online by a manager reading in part, I apologize for those I offended with the 9/11 Seafood Sunday post. My intention was to...
It was a surf and turf. It was... the turf was the street.
Bring attention to that horrific day.
It was flight and fault. Asphalt. You know, get it?
Flight and fault. Flight and fault! It sounds vaguely German.
My German masseuse. Oh, this is flight and fault.
Flight and fault.
Or was that the librarian in high school? That was the librarian in high school.
I think that was...
Miss Flight and Fault.
I think that was Scott's mom in fucking Austin Powers.
21 years ago.
And I just don't see why people would want to call it disrespectful.
Shut up!
In a nearby grocery store parking lot, multiple people...
That's where you find all your great thinkers in your town. That's where you find them all.
Excuse me, sir. Can we get an interview? Snoochie Boochies.
Who the fuck talks like that? I don't say that shit. Snoochie Boochies.
Told us the menu doesn't bother them.
Remember Teeny, Freedom, Flounder, First Responder, Flatbread. We've heard from quite a few people.
First Responder.
That is... You know, because the first responders were flattened from the people falling out of the building. Get it?
We got it. Yeah, we got it. Yeah. I love that.
Jesus Christ. Oh, wow.
I love that you think about 9/11 and you go, okay, so there were people up on like the 110th floor who, seeing what was at their backs... decided the proper course of action was to leap to their death.
Jump down on a Fifth Avenue or whatever.
And we're going to commemorate that with flatbread. You know, I don't know that we fucking, your heart was 100. I mean, if the guy were to call in here and go, look, it came from a good place, I'd believe that. But holy fuckaroni.
You know what? Something tells me this guy's heart was in the right place, but boy.
Said they think it's disrespectful to the people who lost their lives in 9/11.
So you know what, though, you could do? All right, I got this figured out. You're going out to dinner with people, and you're going to order, you know, some hors d'oeuvres for the table, you know, being the big fucking spender, and you are, and you're going to get, you know, let's get a couple of these, you know, let's get some chicken wings, and, you know, bring us a couple orders of that first responder
chicken
flat.
Chicken wing.
That first responder flatbread. It's 9/11, and we want to pay our respects. So the flatbread comes out to the table. Y'all fucking pick up a piece because you're going to toast and remember everybody. And then everybody just drops it down to the table.
I don't know. I didn't have that reaction.
To be clear, the face.
I just didn't have it.
Facebook post has been removed. The menu's been replaced. It's now football themed.
Oh, well, there you go. It's football themed now, the menu.
Instead.
Is it?
A little less controversial.
Is it now? The menu is.
Guys.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Fucking local.
Where was that at?
Stafford County, Virginia. Mm-hmm. The clubhouse.
Ah, yes.
At Aquia Harbor Restaurant in Stafford County.
Oh, the heart of the Confederacy.
Freedom Flounder. Mmm.
First responder flatbread. What was that? Never. What was the martini? The never.
The remember teeny.
Remember teeny.
Yes. Yes. A female bare knuckles fighter. Right away, I'm going. I'm listening.
Yeah.
I got you. Right.
Curiosity's piqued.
Now, I have never been a guy who has been interested in chicks who could whip my ass in 3 seconds.
Sure.
But lately, there's a handful that are rising to the fucking top of the,
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Feel a stirring in your loins, dude.
My loins.
Yeah.
Ty Emery.
Okay. Do we need a picture?
Oh, yeah, you can pull up some.
Ty, yeah.
T-A-I.
Oh, of course, T-A-I. Oh, God.
Oh, God, it's T-A-I.
Oh, God, it's Ty Emery.
T-A-I, you mouth breather. God. Well, hang on, let me read the story first before you go looking for a picture. Because you'll probably see the spoiler if we look it up right now.
Okay.
Ty Emery caught the attention of fans around the world when she flashed her bare breasts after a bare knuckle fighting championship win in Bangkok.
Well.
Last week, Friday. Now her OnlyFans page has exploded by 6,150%.
No way. You're telling me the sex sells?
Yep. Ty Emery.
I'll be goddamn.
She's got a bit of a man face.
Oh, God.
Oh, God, man face.
Is there a choice for more explicit results?
Yes. Can I have more? Can I see Beeve, please? I got a video of it if you want to see the video.
Is she into the box lunch?
I don't know.
Kind of guessing that way.
There's not a lot of pictures of her here. That's her.
That's
right
her right there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Got a bit of a man face, but her body is phenomenal. I got a video of it if you want to see the video of it.
Sure.
Here we go. I'm going to have to mute it because someone put some fucking music over it. That is just the fucking worst piece of shit. So I gotta mute it. Hang on here. Let's see. Where is it? Here we go. Can you see that?
Yeah. Fake.
I don't know.
Why is she short tits?
I don't know. She was... Boom! Oh, bare knuckle. Oh, whammo. Holy shitballs.
Why?
Play, you fucking cunt bitch.
Titties.
I don't know. She's young. She's in great shape. Those might be. I didn't read any. I mean.
Yeah.
Bang.
She's young and in great shape now. When she's fucking 35, she won't be able to hold a fucking fork in her hand to feed herself. She'll be fucking Muhammad Ali and that fucking corn all over the fucking table. Bare knuckle fighting.
All right.
Come on.
All right, Michael J. Fox, relax. Want to give it to you as a shake? You need a straw? What are we doing here?
Yeah, but he got that. He didn't go out there and let people cave his fucking head in for him. These people choose to do this shit.
Emery charges $10 a month for access to her content, Jeff, according to TMZ, an impeccable source.
Of course it is. Didn't they break the story on the fucking 9/11 menu?
Which reported that last week she earned about $400. The Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship star is reportedly on track to collect $25,000 per month now.
No.
$300,000 a year.
And what's that attributed to?
Her showing her tits at the fight.
So again, sex sells.
Yeah.
Huh. I'll be goddamn. Never made the connection.
Emery said her Instagram following jumped from 45,000 to 105,000.
And is this because of the tits, too?
Quote, honestly, my personality is a little crazy. Oh, that could be because of all the shots of the fucking head.
Yeah.
You numbskull.
But the knuckles fucking grazing your fucking forehead every weekend.
I love that song. Knuckles grazing your forehead. $10 a month, though.
$10 a month to view her content?
Yeah. If she's showing beef, like if she's finger blasting, I'll check it out. But if it's just topless stuff, I don't give a fuck about that. I got to see.
Why would you pay for it?
I don't know. I like seeing stuff I'm not supposed to see. I get it. But I don't subscribe to. I would subscribe to an OnlyFans of a girl I knew.
Not just a rando.
No.
Yeah.
No, there are two women on planet Earth who I don't know personally, but if they had an OnlyFans, I would follow it.
Yeah?
Yeah. There are two that I can think of.
Two?
Two. And probably not for long, but I would follow it just to see what was happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's this?
One girl I follow on Twitter and another one.
Oh, these aren't people you know.
No.
These are just, okay.
These are just like out in the world.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, there are, you know, five girls at the maid service. If they had OnlyFans, I'd fucking give them some money. That's no bullshit.
They probably do.
But I get, well, see, now I asked their boss if any of them have OnlyFans as far as she knew, and she said no, so. Wah, wah.
Yeah, I sent an email to HR and said, hey, do you know if these girls have OnlyFans?
These chicks gossip. I mean, you know how they gossip. My life is a little crazy, probably from all of the shots to the dome from the fucking bare knuckle. Gloves, bad enough.
Gloves are bad enough. It doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter.
And I think there is usually nothing more liberating than being out and being like, ah, get your TTs out, end quote, Emery said, describing it as an addictive wave of positivity. Yeah, and cum. Lots of cum also. Don't forget that.
Oh, it's an addictive wave.
Oh, it's an you should see it on our end, honey.
It's an addictive splash.
I'd have to think about this.
Like, well, okay, all right, I'm sorry.
Addictive splash.
Addictive dribble.
Dribble, yeah. It's another show title. An addictive dribble. I don't expect you to answer this, and I would have to think before I answered it, but what's the wackiest thing you ever jerked off to? Like the wackiest, out fucking craziest fucking random shit? I'd have to think about it, but I don't know that. Probably when I was young.
As I say, it has to probably go back to right? the early like days of jerking just, off.
Yeah, early days
like
of jerking
the fucking
off.
Weather girl or something on the TV, you know?
I can't, man, let me think. Let me see if I can have this whole thought process here briefly while we're.
I don't know, though. You know what? When you're young, you jerk off because the wind's blowing.
That's
when you
good.
First discover it, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes you don't even need to touch it. The wind blows and you just. Bah! I just avoided myself.
I can't think of anything all that wacky.
I'd have to think about that,
yeah.
I suppose.
I can tell you the wrongest thing I ever jerked off to. I can't tell you the wackiest.
The wrongest?
Yeah.
Oh,
the wrongest shit?
Please.
No,
come on, man.
No, there's no way. No way.
Okay, what about the weirdest place you've ever jerked off when you just couldn't take it and you had to do it?
On an airplane going to Texas.
No fucking way.
Yeah,
really?
Absolutely. And you know that's true because that came right off the top of my head. That is the wackiest place I ever jerked off.
Like in the bathroom or right in your seat?
The bathroom.
Okay. Well, you know.
I was writing a letter to a girl I wanted to fuck. This tells you how long ago it was. Probably 30 years ago.
No
I'm
shit.
Like, well, I better go take care of this problem or I'm going to be in misery for the next fucking 4 hours. Yeah.
So you're kind of like an honorary member of the Mile High
Club? I don't know how. I've thought about that over the years, and I don't know how that works.
Yeah.
I got blown by an elementary school one time.
The whole school? Brian's on the corner selling candy cigarettes for a fucking blowy.
Hey, if I thought it would work. I don't have many fears in my life, meaning I don't, you know, sit around and go, golly, I just, you know, like, I'm afraid that X and Y is going to happen. I do have a fear, though, that I'll be at a job interview one day or be out in public and someone will say, man, are you really trying to fuck kids? And let me answer that now, categorically, and get it out of the way forever. Yes, of course I'm trying to fuck. No.
Jesus Christ.
No, of course not. But you got to go where the joke is. But like.
No, you don't. There's boundaries, Brian.
No, well, not on this show, there isn't. That's probably the problem. I mean, you really trying to fuck kids? No, I'm not. 16 is a hard limit for me. That's not a kid, as far as I'm concerned.
I did have somebody...
Who are you, Anthony Cumia?
I did have somebody ask me that at work one time. Do you have boundaries? No.
No.
Really?
Meaning for our show?
I am fortunate to work in an office environment where we can crack.
Yeah, right.
We can crack jokes, and it's always kind of understood that if somebody cracks a joke and it goes too far, let's just talk about it amongst ourselves, say let's not go there again. And I've never had that talk where, hey, you said something that offended somebody, but somebody just asked me one day, somebody that's a little bit more on the conservative side, or not maybe, I shouldn't say that, but on the prudish side, don't you have any boundaries? I'm like, no. I mean, I'm cracking jokes about my own mother's dementia. Because that's how I deal with shit.
Because that's how you deal with it.
That's how I deal with shit.
By the way, Ty Emery was a former Lingerie Football League player. And if you've not watched any Lingerie Football League, that is something.
No, it's not.
It is.
It is not.
It's fun. Hot chicks hitting each other. It's awesome. I'm sorry, you're not a straight male, but hot chicks hitting themselves. Hot chicks in lingerie tackling each other? That doesn't do it for you. You're not a fucking American.
I thought that was done.
You go right to Canada where you belong. Actually, it may be. It may be done. It probably... I can't imagine it made any fucking money.
Yeah, right. Yeah. XFL made more money than that.
Yeah. That's... How many more shots are we going to give the XFL, by the way?
Jesus Christ. Too many.
Jesus. Actually, the product, like... This last time especially, was not bad.
Yeah.
But then in week 4, COVID hit, and it's like, what do you want the league to
Dude,
do?
football in the fall is too fucking ingrained in Americana. No. It just, you're never going
to
compete against the NFL and college in the fall. You're not.
Well, that's just it. People aren't, it's not that people want to watch football all year round. People want to watch the NFL all year round. So your offshoot league is not going to get it.
Nope.
They want the NFL. That's why ESPN has NFL stuff on all year round.
Yep.
They don't want to watch.
There's an NFL channel.
Fucking right.
Yeah.
Emery says her OnlyFans helped her to survive during the COVID-19 pandemic, Jeff.
Fantastic.
She lived in the jungle in Thailand.
Wasn't the fucking precautions or the fucking vaccine or anything. No, it was her fucking OnlyFans.
Are we just going to go past the fact she lived in a goddamn jungle? We're going to go right past that, huh?
She lived in the jungle?
Jungle in Thailand, yeah. Mm-hmm. I used my OnlyFans money to save up and eventually start to live a little bit different. From a ladle and a bucket of water, she said. Jesus Christ. Anyway, here's a picture of her in kind of like in a bikini top. There is a full body picture of that, but she's got a man face, but you know,
yeah, she literally looks like one of those old Roman statues in the face with that nose and,
oh yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just too muscular for me.
Yeah. And like up until 3 seconds ago, I have never been attracted to chicks who could whip my ass in 8 seconds, but
you are now, huh?
I'm
just doing it for you.
Eh, she's not so much. There's a wrestler named Rhea Ripley.
Yeah?
Who, oh man.
Do we need to look this one up?
Yes,
Urea?
R-H-E-A. Yes, sir.
Ew.
Buddy. Buddy.
Really?
Dude, there's something happening.
Oh, I'll be damned.
I
don't know. That's the same person?
Yeah.
Okay, that's a much more flattering picture.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes you got to go with your gimmick, you know what I mean? Like... That picture on the left there, that's happening for daddy. That's working. That is happening. And then there she is in the gimmick. Man, oh.
She's got some fucking...
She's got some huge...
She's got some yabos.
She's got some huge dumb tits.
She's got a couple of major league yabos.
Big dumb knockers. Mostly wrestling chicks, of course, because I don't, you know... I don't know what chicks are doing these days. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm fucking... It's over for me. I don't know what's...
Right, yeah. Yeah, you're finished.
Although, if I don't start getting blown soon, you know, maybe. You know what I mean?
You got blown by a whole fucking elementary school. What else do you
no,
want?
No, I got blown.
You said you did. You said you got blown by an elementary school.
Behind an elementary school.
Oh, behind.
You fucking hard of hearing hump. Jackass. I was a teenager.
Fucking back that ass up, Morris.
We were out for a bike ride. Sucking my dick behind the school.
Went out for a bike ride, took her out for a hot dog, huh?
I fucking... And that was back when I could plumb your throat. Back in the old days when I was thin and I had a rod on me. Oh, I fucking could abuse your larynx back in the old days. Holy shit. Give it a pounding. Good pounding.
Back when I was slim and had a rod.
Oh, dude, I fucking...
That should be the title of your fucking memoirs.
When I was thin...
Slim rod.
When I was thin, you could stack two hands. Like, this one's at the base, and this one's on the shed, and you could still have a head poking out.
Sure.
I had a fucking rod.
Yeah,
good. And then I got fat, and now it's just an average 50-year-old rod.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you're still holding it with a whole hand.
No,
four
no.
fingers, but you're peeing on three of them.
I'm not holding it. I just let it flop out. I don't give a fuck anymore. Like I said on the show, my balls are hanging twice as low as my cock does. I can't care about this anymore, America. I just can't.
Silly putty dangling there from your fucking dick.
I can still tap your cervix. How much more fucking dick do you need, honestly? How much more cock do you need?
Right.
You know what I mean? fucking bottomed out chicks in this condition, you know? So I'm doing something right. Bottomed out.
Suffocate, more likely.
No, I don't get on top of them anymore because I'm not trying to...
Get off me, you fat, greasy bastard.
No. I don't get on top of them anymore because I'm not trying to have to go to court for that rap. All right. I will put you on and, like, stand and give it to you that way, but I am not going to crawl on top of a girl in this condition. There is no way.
Yeah?
No, fuck
Why
you
not?
Out of your... Because I don't want to fucking kill her, you dummy. No girl in the world goes, I need to feel all of your weight on top of me. No, you don't. No, I mean, do you want to breathe? Also, how long do you expect me to be, you know, up on my hands? I can't do one normal push-up, let alone be on top of you that way. How the fuck do you think this is going to end for you? You're a dead woman. You're fucking dead. Now, it's different if you want me to fuck you to death. That's one thing. But you got to tell me that, and I want a document so I don't get arrested. I need something signed and notarized.
Got some forms I need you to fill out.
I guess I could fuck you to death. I mean, other than by the diseased load I shoot inside of you, you know, like the regular way. I mean, like with my weight. Anywho. All right. Well, listen, let's take a break here for nature. And we'll be back next week on TGO Radio.
Oh, I got it. Okay, this episode's over.